Hudson Valley Congresswoman Nita Lowey, the ranking Democrat on the House Appropriations Committee, is urging the Supreme Court to protect comprehensive coverage of women's health services required under the law. This comes after the Supreme Court last week announced it will take up challenges to the Affordable Care Act's requirement that for-profit corporations include contraception coverage in employee insurance plans.
These cases will center on whether a corporation, rather than an individual, can have religious beliefs, and whether those beliefs can be used to dictate the health care choices of its employees.
She adds,
"Now let's remember, when the Supreme Court hears this case, the choice must be clear. Healthcare decisions should be made by a woman and her doctor, not by her boss, not by insurance companies, and not by politicians in Washington."
Matt Bowman sees it differently.
Obamacare cannot be used to trump people's fundamental freedoms, like the freedom of religion.
He's an attorney with Washington, D.C.-based Alliance Defending Freedom, which is representing the Hahns, a Mennonite family that owns Pennsylvania-based Conestoga Wood Specialties, one of the corporations challenging the requirement.
Freedom has never meant that the government can go around the country forcing some citizens to buy abortion pills and other things for other citizens. Religious freedom means that all Americans have the ability to live and work and do business according to their faith, without the government coming in and imposing massive fines and penalties against them.
Again, Congresswoman Lowey.
If the Supreme Court rules in favor of these for-profit corporations intent on making healthcare decisions for their employees, it will create a dangerous precedent. Employers would have the right for the first time ever to deny coverage of specific medical treatments to which their employees are legally entitled, based solely on the personal belief of the corporation's owners. Would it be permissible, for example, to say its employees' health plans won't cover blood transfusions, vaccines, mental health treatments, or a specific cancer treatment?
Bowman dismisses that argument.
None of those strange examples have ever occurred in American history. The fact is, we don't need the federal government coercing people's religious freedom just because Obamacare decides that it wants to impose its abortion pill agenda on America and force everybody to participate in it.
Lowey, who represents all of Rockland County and portions of Westchester, notes the Affordable Care Act requires employers to include coverage of all forms of FDA-approved contraception in their employees' health plans, with no copays. The second case coming before the Supreme Court was brought by Hobby Lobby, a national chain store owned by the Green family. The Greens and their business's court challenge is based on four drugs and devices they say potentially terminate life and thus conflict with their Christian faith. The Green family says it has no moral objection to providing 16 of the 20 FDA-approved drugs and devices that are part of the federal mandate. Raina Schifrin is president and CEO of Planned Parenthood Hudson Peconic in Westchester County.
It seems unbelievable that we are still fighting for access to birth control in 2013. This is basic health care, and the vast majority of the public wants it covered just like any other preventive care.
Lowey points out that earlier this year, the Obama administration acted to ensure that no church or similar religious institution will be forced to provide contraception coverage, and has made an accommodation for nonprofit religious organizations that object to contraception on religious grounds. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.